Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this July 29th, 2024. Hope you're having a good one out there. You have your host, James, and we are joined right now by our great friend, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW Extension Wood County. Laura, it's always great to see you. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me again. This is always just a treat to be able to come in and talk with you.
It warms our heart to hear that. We love talking to our friends at Extension. Some of our favorite interviews are with you guys every week. We appreciate what you guys do, and specifically what you do, Laura, for our youth, for the 4-H. You are literally investing in our future, the time and the energy that you and your volunteers and all the people at the staff spend with these kids and what you do there. You guys have something fun that you got nothing but fun things that you guys do. But every once in a while, there's something that really stands out. And you're going to be at the Central Wisconsin State Fair this year.
Absolutely. So the fair is actually one of the highlights for youth in 4-H and FFA and other youth organizations every year, because, you know, while 4-H is fun, it really is a lot of work too. And the fair gives young people an opportunity to show off all of their hard work, but then also get some really important feedback from judges. You know, what are they doing really well? What are they really shining at? What could they make improvements on? And I think when you talk about the educational value of things, getting that honest feedback is really critical. Parents, I think we're really good at either, you know, oh my gosh, that's just great, or sometimes being overly critical of the work that we do or that our children do, not understanding, you know, the development of, you know, that very first beginner to being the expert. We might have disproportionate expectations for our children based on age or experience, where judges who come year after year are really much better able to gauge, oh, this is your second year doing this? Well, you're doing great for a second year experience, right? Not expecting just because somebody is 16 years old that they should be a professional if maybe it's their first year doing that thing.
It's a really good note to mention. We, you know, to every parent, the most beautiful kid in the world is your kid. And that's great. That's how we are as parents, and it's something we love. But kids pick up on that pretty quick in life, a lot earlier than I think we realized. I know I did. And so my mom, my dad, my grandparents, their feedback was great and helpful. And it certainly, we encouraged that out of people. Build your kids up. But when it is, you know, kind of strangers or people in these situations, they're glued to that and they really take that in. So it's a great point to make that I wouldn't have thought of otherwise. And one thing that I did think about going into the conversation is growing up around here or spending a lot of my youth out here and stuff and going to school out here specifically. One of the things that I remember so often is, well, I got into 4-H because I saw this at the fair or I experienced this in the fair and it got me wanted to get into the ag industry. We know, and any Wisconsinite knows that has been to any of these fairs around here know what I'm talking about. The spark that can happen in a child's mind just from seeing other kids at the fair, seeing what they're doing. Oh, I want to do what they're doing. I mean, that's a kid 101. that is a great great opportunity for this as well, and a great and important part of this, where it's not only getting the chance to see what these kids do and them getting to show that off, which is so vital to this event, but it's also the idea that we might spark new interest in not only 4-H, but in the ag industry through them just seeing these kids and you at this event.
Yeah, that's actually my own family's story, if I could. You know, my husband and I would go to the fair every year for the food. One night a year, we would go to the fair. And so when we started our family, it was no different. And when my oldest, who's now 21, was just about to enter 4K, we walked through, it's called the Junior Fair Building. That's where a lot of the youth work is on display. And he saw Legos with ribbons on them. And he looked up at me and he said, "Mom, why don't I get ribbons for my Legos?" Well, heck. So that's when I started to just explore 4-H, because that would be the avenue in to being able to show at the fair. Youth who show at the fair have to be a member of a youth organization. So it could be Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or 4-H or FFA, but that's your ticket in. So then I started volunteering, and the next thing I know, I've got a brand new career doing this, because I wasn't in 4-H. And so I really encourage families to take their kids to the fair and do more than just the rides and the food. because there might be something there that catches your child's eye that you didn't realize before. Oh, yeah. And 4-H can be the way for you to make that pathway, even if you're not an expert in whatever the field is, right? My daughter is a dancer. I am not. I never have been, whatever. So I rely on somebody who knows about dance to help my daughter with that. Same with llamas. My daughter is showing llamas. I don't know the first thing about those animals.
Cool? Oh, wow.
But she's able to do that through 4-H with people who know and care that can teach her. But then we go to the fair and she shows off the llamas and she gets great feedback from a judge who has lots of experience in llamas. So it is a really fun time, and there's so much more to the fair than just the fun.
You know, we've as the speaking of this, we're 20 some days out of the fair. Fair will be going on August 20th through the 25th. And you can find out more at CentralWisconsinStateFair.com, CentralWisconsinStateFair.com, where you guys are going to be. Or do you know where the location of where you guys will be set up?
Yep, absolutely. So we have the Junior Fair office, which is in, it's a building called the Junior Fair Building. And by the way, the benefit of coming to visit us is we are the only air conditioning building on the fairgrounds.
Yeah, Yeah, that's a great selling point. Maybe we buried the lead. We should have led with that, maybe.
You bet. So on the really hot days, come in and visit, cool off, and check out some really amazing work. That building, along with the hockey building, will both have youth displays in. But then every animal barn will have youth and their animal projects in there. So no matter where you go, you will encounter youth work at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. And not only will you encounter the work, but you'll encounter the kids, especially in those barns. And I would encourage you to just ask a few questions, and you will be so impressed with the knowledge that these young people have. So,
what kind of exhibits will the kids be having?
Well, one of the cool things about 4-H is kids get to choose their own path. You know, when the kids are in public school, there are specific curriculum things that they have to do. That's not the way it is in 4-H. So in the building where my office will be, that Junior Fair building, we'll have everything that kindergartners, first, second graders make, and that runs the gamut. Mm. But then we'll also have electricity, we'll have woodworking, we'll have arts and crafts, we'll have photography, we'll have sewing and crocheting and knitting. We'll have all of their foods projects in that building. But if you're more interested in things like the plants that they grow, the vegetables that they grow, natural resources displays, horse displays, like all of that sorts of stuff, that's going to be in the hockey building. And then, like I said, the different barns will have different animals and lots of 4-H kids.
Yeah, when it comes to taking in these too, it's so important to be able to not only ask those questions, but to kind of take these things in and make sure the kids are seeing you take these things in.
Yeah.
Even if it's not necessarily a question that you truly have, you just want to ask a question. Mm-hmm. I think that goes a long way for these kids as well. It gives them opportunities. Well, we focus at 4-H on the ag industry, certainly. One of the things that I've enjoyed talking with you, Laura, is all the different ways that 4-H has impacted other aspects of kids. And one of the things we always come back to when we're talking about kids is building them up, building their confidence, and certainly building their people skills and their communication skills. Here's another great opportunity for them to work on that and build that as you ask them questions that they don't know. They don't know that you're going to ask this particular question when you do. So it's really enlightening for them, and a great opportunity to build on those people skills, be able to build on explaining and communicating and talking to others and talking to in the public. And that there's no kid who's going to grow up and not have to do that at some point in their career, if not multiple times in their career. These are reps, and every time you give them a rep, they're going to get better at it.
Mm-hmm. So we talk about hard skills and we talk about soft skills, right? And yes, it's really important for us to prove to our employer that we have the computer skills, or we have, you know, whatever that skill might be. But those soft skills, those life skills, the communication piece, so critically important. And recently, here's just, again, we recently had a trip that we took with middle schoolers. It was called Discover Wisconsin. So fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. And that's an age group that really gets a bad rap, right? Oh my gosh, who would want to teach middle schoolers? They're just hormonal and, you know, off the walls and all of those sorts of things. But when you get a chance to have a conversation one-on-one with somebody, and I don't care if they're a kindergartner who, you know, they're adorable, or if they're a high schooler who's ready to start talking about career plans or college plans or whatever, let's not forsake those middle schoolers because they are amazing. And so if you take the time to just, maybe it's asking a question, and yeah, maybe you already know, or maybe you've observed something really cool about the display that they have up above the animals, or you see how hard they're working to keep their area clean or to take care of their animals or whatever, to just take a moment and give the compliment or ask the question to notice them is so critically important, because that's going to give them the boost to have more of a conversation. That age group isn't going to go and hide behind mom like a kindergartner might, right? They want to know that you're there, that you care, that you see them, and that their hard work is recognized. They're so accustomed to being criticized. So getting positive attention is so important to them, and you then will be helping them build the communication life skills.
Yeah.
Because they're going to give you more of the time of the day than if you just like, oh my gosh, those kids, they're always on their phone or whatever else it might be.
That investment I was talking about that Laura and the crew at 4-H make on our youth is something that you can be a part of as well. By taking in these exhibits, by asking these questions, by giving these kids these positive feedback, you are impacting our youth. You are investing in our youth. Yeah. It's as simple as that. It's a great way to be able to do that. We're speaking with Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Laura, is there anything different that the kids will be exhibiting or doing this year than in years past? Is there anything new that you guys will be doing over there?
Well, we have a number of different things going on. So we talked about how we'll have displays in the Junior Fair building and in the Hockey Inn and all of the barns. But this year we're also a part of, it's the Wonders of Wisconsin program. And that's going to be in the Lang building, which is right next to the Junior Fair building. But each day, Melina Caratini, our AmeriCorps member, is going to have some hands-on activities for kids. Sometimes she might be in the Junior Fair building. Sometimes she might be next door. And part, honestly, is going to depend on the weather, because if it's crazy hot, we're going to want her in the Junior Fair air conditioning. But then
it really worked out. That really worked out easy. But.
Especially on Saturday from 10 until 2, we've got a special program going on called the Progressive Ag Safety Zone. So this is a hands-on, just interactive thing. We'll have little passports for kids to be able to go from station to station. We're partnering with a couple of different groups to make this possible. So we're going to have a, like, and this sounds so silly, I know, but a first aid station there for kids to learn first aid. Everybody knows Band-Aids from the time they're little on, right? A Band-Aid makes it better. But until you've seen a kindergartner or, a, you know, just a young kid trying to take off a Band-Aid and put it on themselves, you don't realize that they haven't learned the basics, because those young kids are always going to a grown-up for help in those things. We want to give them the hands-on experience of what do you do? Why does it matter if you wash off that little cut or scrape. How do you get that Band-Aid on? So we'll have a number of different things. The first aid is just the one I'm looking forward to, because I love watching little kids in Band-Aids.
I'm with you 1,000%. I just experienced this. My my nephew Henry is in town, and Henry's about eight, nine, somewhere around there. And there's little things that we've been experiencing already together. One of them was the Band-Aid thing. He couldn't open it. And he didn't know the adhesive part and some of that. He was just trying to put it on, and he couldn't figure out why I wouldn't go on. I was letting him, and then I helped him. And I think that's a nice note there too, letting kids try and then just showing them, hey, this is how, not, you know, doing it for them, some of that and everything. Another one that I was shocked by, Henry has talked on the phone before, but it's always been his mom either holding the phone or speakerphone. So when his mom called on the landline, and my mom went to hand him the phone, he didn't know what to do.
Sure.
He didn't know where to talk into her or anything. Yeah. He was having fun with it. I was having fun. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a great note. I also think, and I've mentioned many times on the over the years on the air, I would love to see our education system be able to have the funding and be able to incorporate every kid. You can't graduate until you know how to do CPR.
Sure.
You got to know how to do the Heimlich maneuver. Mm-hmm. Like, could you imagine generation after generation, every kid knowing that?
Yeah.
Where's the downside in that? It's a very similar thing of what you guys are doing with this exhibit. These are things, these are life lessons that we learn. And some of it, if we leave it up to the ether to find out, you just don't know how a kid is going to learn.
Right.
Here you are being able to take the initiative of it and, hey, this is how it's done.
Yep. And one of the pieces that goes with it is, you know what? We have faith in you,
yeah.
Right? I'm going to take the time to invest in you because I know that you can do these things. And sometimes grownups take for granted just how capable young people are. But you know what? My job is to make sure that you see that I know you, young person, are capable of a lot of things. So I'm not going to try and do everything for you. Let's learn together, right? Yeah. And it's just it's so much fun for me. Let's face it. Mm. I am in this work because I love doing it. And the response I get from kids is really cool. Let me just step back again to that Discover Wisconsin trip. We stayed at UW-Superior's dorms where they still have physical metal keys for the dorm rooms. Mm. And the kids have to use the key on the outside to lock the door when they leave.
Mm.
They didn't know how. Fifth through eighth graders didn't know how to use a key because so many of their own homes right now have keypads to enter the garage or even just to enter the front door. Mm. So just taking the time and being respectful to show them how to do it and being patient to let them fiddle with that key, even where it got a little bit sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Right?
Yeah.
So I think as we get older, we don't realize how much the world is changing. And the patience is necessary for our young kids to want to learn and to try the things. If we're impatient with them, they're just going to hand it over and let somebody else do it. So another soft skill. I mean, is it perseverance? Is it willingness to learn? Like, I'm not exactly sure what we call that. But we can grow that in our children if we hand them the tools to learn and offer them the patience so that they can mess up and try again or keep trying until they get it.
That word patience is really important with this subject too, and always with kids, always with children, it's important. But I think in more, and maybe not patience that we always understand it to be with certain things, and sometimes that is that, the having the patience of letting them figure it out themselves, or at least being there to help them figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It goes a lot further than we realize. And while as we get older, we forget more and more of these things. Chances are this is how we learned as well.
You bet.
Another thing the 4-H does that I really admire that I think is on display at this exhibit and at this event at the fair, and again, we're talking with Laura about the Central Wisconsin State Fair, is the opportunity for them to not only interact with others and have some of that going on, but the simple chance that they have to run into somebody else that may say something or do something that we don't pick up on.
Yeah.
The opportunity to try and fail. There's a lot of times in life with that where there's a risk of this happening or something like that. Here's a safe environment.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an opportunity for them to do these things. And not just the Central Wisconsin State Fair, but 4-H in general is a chance for them to learn, grow, make mistakes with a net, if you will. And that's something that I don't think of very often. And I'm so thankful to the 4-H for, and to have an opportunity for them to share and show these things at like the Central Wisconsin State Fair.
Yeah. And one of the things I'd like to highlight about that is the net isn't always us professionals. Mm. It's not always the volunteers. Oftentimes that net is created by their peers, mm-hmm. the other kids who are there and showing. The coolest part of for me on the show days where the kids are showing animals is the level of support that the older youth will give to the younger youth.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if they're in the same family or in the same club or if they're just in the same barn, right? It's so cool to see that you know what? Yes, I want to succeed in this and I am your competitor, but I want you to succeed too. So when I see you struggling or I see the tears that flow after the market sale, if you're not familiar with market sale, youth are able to raise beef, sheep, and swine. They show them on the first day of the fair, and then on Wednesday night, there's a sale. So there are actually bidders out there in the audience that purchase those animals, and then the animal goes to market. Mm. So those kids who've spent so long, months, for beef, it's even over a year, raising those animals, working with those animals, they literally have to say goodbye and know that they are going to go to market. There's a lot of tears there. Yeah. And so seeing the older youth who've been through this before go ahead and put an arm around somebody who's experiencing it for the first time, or sharing their own personal experiences, it goes so much further than just having an adult always come in to the rescue. Oh, you'll be fine. Wow. No. It is such a growth experience for these young people. I can't say enough about the fair.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That hit me. Just the image of that hit me. That's beautiful. And that is, I'm so glad we got that in, Laura. And I'm so glad we were able to take some time and focus on this and not only celebrate the Central Wisconsin State Fair, but to celebrate 4-H and your guys' place in this. Again, find our 4-H at the Central Wisconsin State Fair going on August 20th through the 25th. Enjoy yourselves at the fair and find out more at Central Wisconsin Fair. And Laura, if people have follow-up questions for what we've talked about today, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so you can always reach me by phone or email at the Extension office. My phone number is 715-421-8439. Or my email is laura.huber@wisc.edu. And hey, come and see me at the fair. I will be at the Junior Fair Building every single day of the fair. I try to leave before 6 o'clock each night, but hey, sometimes I'm there later. So
knowing you, I can see that. Laura, we appreciate you, appreciate your team over there. Always encourage parents and kids to get involved with 4-H, and you could be involved with 4-H too. They're always looking for volunteers and other helpers. So reach out to Laura and the gang and find out more. You can find out more at 4-H.extension.wisc.edu. That's 4-H.extension.wisc.edu. Thank you again for the time, Laura.
Thanks so much, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.